Japan's recession is official now. Russia keeps adding more gold. And big surprise, underfunded pension plans. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Monday, November 17th. First, let's take a look at the reports in the week ahead. The Federal Reserve's Industrial Production Index for October comes out on Monday. The index took a big jump in September, up a full percent. This time, the consensus guesstimate is for it to come up 0.2%. Tuesday morning, it's the Producer Price Index, and on Wednesday, the October housing starts number. Also on Wednesday, the Fed meeting minutes from 3 weeks earlier, the one that shut down quantitative easing, at least for now. The October Consumer Price Index comes out on Thursday. Expect it to come in down 0.1%, due mainly to lower oil prices. And the existing home sales numbers for October come out on Thursday as well. It should be no surprise, but it apparently surprised a lot of Japan's economists. How could they have not seen it? But anyway, it's official now that Japan has slipped into a recession. GDP in the third quarter shrank 1.6%. Since the economy shrank 7.3% in the second quarter, that is two quarters of contraction in a row, a recession in anybody's book. The currency printing has dramatically raised prices for Japan's consumers, but wages, of course, aren't keeping up. And so the worst of Japan's problems may still lie ahead. One other quick sign of the world economic slowdown, this one from China, credit growth in China weakened substantially in October. The World Gold Council reports that Russia added 55 tons of gold to its central bank reserves in the third quarter. That's the most of any nation. Here's what the Telegraph says about the news, and this is a quote, "Russia has taken advantage of lower gold prices to pack the vaults of its central bank with bullion as it prepares for the possibility of a long, drawn-out economic war with the West." I believe they're correct. We seem to be on an unnecessary collision course, on a trajectory for a new Cold War with Russia, and maybe a hot war of proxies as well. It will be a costly tragedy consisting of needless suffering on both sides, but nobody in a position of authority seems to grasp what is going on. Nobody is willing to change this destructive course of events. And finally, a story in the LA Times this weekend about the sad state of California's pension funds. A decade ago, it reports, the Los Angeles Fire and Police pension system, for instance, had more than enough funds, back in 2003, to cover workers' retirement, but now it's $3 billion short. CalPERS, that's the huge state employees fund, is $57 billion short. The state teachers fund is $70 billion short, and you may find similar shortages in pension funds all across the nation. These are big shortfalls. So, too, is the $200 trillion in unfunded U.S. government liabilities. So, too, is it a big shortfall. And that is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for our new week. Thanks for listening. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.